Well, Billy, he was walking down the street and he saw them building stuff up the way. He said, I want to check, walk over there, see what the heck's going on. So he continued to walk up, kept on going, and the city wasn't too far away, but he didn't want to go right to town. He wanted to stop and watch these construction workers building. And when he got up there almost to that wall where they were building, you know, how they build these cement walls or brick walls, well, he went over there and he was watching them. And while he was watching him, he just started to just lean up against the wall that they were working on, and he started to kind of push in a little bit, and they were hollering, hey, what do you think you're doing there? Get out of here. Well, excuse me, I'm just watching. That's all I'm doing, just watching. Oh, he was trying to be a little smart aleck, I guess, but the workers come over there and said,
now listen, I told you before about this, you know, if you keep on doing that, you lean up against that wall one more time, and I'm putting your feet in a bag of cement. With water.
Oh, now he thought, oh, you're gonna get tough with me, huh? And the construction workers were getting pretty furious, actually. Their eyebrows were getting that special angle that showed like they were really angry. You know what that angle looks like. And they went right up to his face and they breathed in his face. And oh my gosh. I mean, he could barely take it anymore. He said, okay, I'm going. And just as he was leaving, he stuck his finger into the cement right between the bricks and scooped a section out. Oh, did that make those construction guys upset? They got so upset, this guy named Jake hollered over to Tombo over there. And Tombo came around with one of those small carts that have the six wheels on. And he just came dragging it around as fast as he could. But he came so fast that it actually caught him off guard, and he just scooped him up like as if he was going to scoop him into a wheelbarrow or something. And when he's on a flatbed six-wheel cart, and he just kept on pulling him along as he was hanging on. And he was afraid he'd roll off of the things that were going so fast. And this guy was running. I mean, he was running with this cart, and he was hanging on. He's just bouncing all over the place. And he was wondering, what the heck is going on? I can't hang on anymore. And he just kept on going down that way and then went up the hill there with the other constructions, right over the gravel and everything. And when he got to the top, he stopped.
Okay.
This is your time now. And he held up the handle and he opened up his fingers and he started to roll back all the way down the hill. And he just hung on both ends of that six-wheel cart and just went all the way down and right into a tree, right at the bottom of the hill. Knocked him right off, clipped his shoulder on the tree, and went flying off to the side. Well, when he came to, it was like, I better not goof around here anymore. So he gathered himself up and straightened out his clothes and got to his knees and eventually worked his way up to a standing position. And he started to walk out all the way down that little path that was full of gravel. And so he's slipping and sliding and stuff. And his feet were slipping out from under him as he kind of slid down this little path all the way into the grassy area down at the bottom. And he just kept walking the path along the bottom of this. I don't know what it was. It was like an area that goes just before a bridge where they have this like embankment. The grass is growing tall, about maybe 2 to 3 feet high. He's walking this little path along the highway. And he was walking along this embankment, this angled hill-like, as he was making his way through the bushes and all the weeds and things like that, and through that tall grass, right down the path, heading toward the bridge. Heading right to the bridge. Ooh, look at that beautiful water out there. It was absolutely beautiful, and the current was just zipping right along. He could just see the current in the water, just swirling the water in the middle of that river. And it was coming closer as he was seeing the light of the sun glistening in the water out there. Well, the closer it got, the windier it got. And as windy as it got, he thought to himself, well, how windy is it going to get? The wind was actually starting to force up against him now as he started to make his way through that path. And all the grass was just bending right to him as he pushed up against the wind and going up to that bridge and starting to make his way to that bridge area. The wind was getting so strong that he was actually leaning forward now. It was getting unbelievably powerful. Why was the wind so strong? And why was it coming right down this like a tunnel right at him? And he just forced himself to walk straight into that wind. And he was leaning so hard that he's actually losing the grip on his feet as the wind was blowing so hard, lifting his feet as if he was going to fly like a kite in the air. And his feet were slipping as he was trying to hold himself, and he was being pushed back a little bit by the wind. being pushed back and pushed back. He could hear the wind rustling past his ears and just hearing that loud sound as he was just struggling to get to that river, struggling to get to that river. And pretty soon he just had to lower himself right to the ground as the wind raced over the top of him, as the wind raced over the top of him faster than he ever thought it could possibly go. And it was just howling and passing over the top of him so fast as he hung onto that tall grass, just holding on in fear that he was going to be blown away. Well, he was hanging on and holding on as he could hear the traffic up on the highway passing by. He could hear the traffic passing by as the wind blew past him. And pretty soon it was getting more and more calm. He could feel it settling down. Well, he started to gather himself up again and lift himself up, and the wind was just casual now. That wasn't too bad. He was worried about the clouds in the sky. The reason he was worried is because they were so dark. I mean, if it started raining and the wind would happen to pick up, that water splashing against him was going to be like a fire hose against him. He didn't want that to happen. So he said, okay, I've had enough, he said. I'm going up to the highway. So he grabbed onto the grass and he started to pull himself up. And he pushed himself up with his feet and he pulled himself up with the grass and made his way all the way to the top. And he just started to look up over the top and he saw all that traffic out there. He thought, look how easy they're getting across. I don't even feel any wind up here. So he went up and stood by the guardrail up there and saw the traffic going by and thought, well, maybe I could hop on that flatbed truck over there. But he decided not to, just in fear that if he did, he'd be tossed around. So he just decided to just rest where he was and stay right there. He was so exhausted from this climb and the wind and everything else that he was just going to just sit there and watch traffic go by. Watch the yellow car pass the green car. He was going to watch that big old truck. That thing was old. Look how old that truck is. There is another beautiful car. Look at that. And look at that convertible back there. That red truck went up the way that way. And he saw that blue and yellow car go by the other way. Blue and yellow car. Who would ever want a blue and yellow car? He thought, but that's a personal opinion, he thought. That's what they want. That's what they got. And they were already heading on to the bridge. He watched all these cars go by, going back and forth. Cars going that way. Cars going the other way. And he watched some go to the left, watched cars and trucks go to the right, back and forth, watching blue cars go to the right, watching a white car go to the right, watching a white car go to the left, and another white car go to the left, and a green car going to the right, and a orange car with a black top going to the left, and that big truck, that green truck, going to the left. Look at the tires on that car go to the right, another one go to the right, and to the left, and 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 to the left, to the right. To the right, to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left.